all elements. It was around 1970 that Werner Panton designed wall and ceiling elements in the shape of semicircular spheres. A mass product for a manufacturer in Basel, these pieces came in a number of different colours. Not long before this, Panton had developed similar module wall and ceiling plastic cladding for the now legendary Visione 2 exhibition, which was subsequently displayed at the 1970 Cologne Furniture Fair. This special show, which was entirely Panton's brainchild and was presented on a temporarily converted excursion boat on the banks of the Rhine, was commissioned by the pharmaceuticals company Bayer. The intention behind Visione 2 was to draw attention to the various possible applications using plastic in the context of living and furnishing via means of a visionary and spectacular spatial presentation. In the mid-20th century, modular systems were of significant importance in the field of architecture and design, both for facades and for interior decoration. Around this time, not only Panton, but also numerous other designers and architects had begun to develop systems of this kind. Specialists such as Helmut Rohde, who designed a facade module for the Horten department store group, and Claude Ferré, who used aluminium panels to clad the École nationale supérieure d'architecture et de paysage de Bordeaux, are two such examples.